This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Can a robot teach you to handle angry people? Can a robot teach you to handle an angry parent? What happened? La Trobe University built a robot named Fletch that simulates an emotionally charged, frustrated parent. Student teachers practice difficult conversations with Fletch before they ever set foot in a real school. The goal is simple: get the reps in while the stakes are low, so you don't fall apart when the stakes are high. The communication angle. Here is the question this raises. Can you actually learn to handle hard conversations without experiencing real pressure? The answer is yes, but only if the simulation is honest. Most communication training fails because it is too comfortable. Role play with a classmate. They go easy on you. They smile, they soften, they skip the part where the parent raises their voice. Fletch does not do that. Fletch brings heat. And heat is exactly what separates a prepared communicator from one who freezes. The specific skill being trained here is emotional regulation under pressure. When someone is angrier at you, your brain reads it as a threat. Your body wants to fight, flee, or collapse. None of those responses help you in a parent-teacher conference. What you need instead is the ability to stay grounded, listen without defensiveness, and respond with clarity rather than reaction. That is a physical skill, not just a mental one. You build it through repetition. The robot is the repetition machine. There's also something important happening on the listening side. Trainee teachers are not just learning what to say to an angry parent. They're learning how to hear what is actually being communicated underneath the anger. A frustrated parent is almost never angry about the thing they say they're angry about. They are scared. They feel unheard. They think no one at that school actually sees their kid. The teacher who hears that, instead of just hearing the volume, is the one who can diffuse the situation. Fletch forces trainees to practice hearing the real message. The third layer is what I call the recovery move. Every difficult conversation will have a moment where something goes sideways. You say the wrong thing, or the other person escalates beyond what you expected. The untrained response is to either shut down or get defensive. The trained response is to pause, name what just happened, and redirect. A script like, "I can hear this is really important to you. Let me make sure I understand before I respond." That one sentence can reset an entire conversation, but you have to have practiced it enough that it comes out naturally, not like you're reading off a card. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes listening gives you a framework for separating what someone says from what they actually need you to hear. It is the single most underestimated skill in professional communication, and it is the one most people never practice until they blow a conversation they could not afford to blow. The takeaway. Before your next difficult conversation, identify the emotional need underneath that other person's stated complaint. Write it down in one sentence. Then prepare one thing you can say that speaks directly to that need, not the surface issue. Lead with that. The conversation changes immediately. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.